Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
U.S. troops are also on their way to Eastern Europe. President Biden is sending them as a show of support to Ukraine as Russian troops assemble along the Ukrainian border. The Russia-Ukraine crisis is playing out in cyberspace, too. This week, the U.S. sent its top cybersecurity official to NATO to prepare for the possibility of more Russian cyber attacks on Ukraine. There's also concern that if Washington ratchets up sanctions on Russia, Moscow could retaliate with cyber attacks on the U.S. John Arquilla has been studying cybersecurity and warfare for decades. He is a defense analyst at the U.S. Naval Postgraduate School in Monterey, California. His analysis here is his own. He's not speaking for the school. John Arquilla, we know that there have already been some cyber attacks in Ukraine that have been tied to Russia. So what is your main concern now in terms of what you're seeing?
I think that cyber warfare is going to be a principal element in Russian operations, whether there is a physical invasion on the ground or not. What we've seen over the past decade have been a series of attacks. There's been the use of propaganda political warfare to try to destabilize the government. There's also been an attack on Ukrainian infrastructure back in 2015 in December, in which the power was knocked out in about 30 substations in Ivano-Frankivsk. And also we've seen in the fighting around Luhansk and Donetsk the use of hacking to get at the locations of units in the Ukrainian army that were using their smartphones to connect with their artillery, to call in artillery support. And also a Russian military unit by the name of Sandworm launched a series of attacks that hit Ukrainian finance and their power structure in 2017. So this is, in my book, I call this a blitzkrieg. They're attacking on many different levels at once. If there is a shooting war, of course, this will greatly augment what's happening. But it could be that there's deterrence of a physical war that won't in any way stop the cyber war against Ukraine.
So what represents the greater threat then? A shooting war? I mean, we're talking about more than 100,000 Russian military troops on the borders of Ukraine right now. Is that less of a threat than some kind of cyber warfare attack, which could take any kind of shape?
Well, in terms of deterrence, NATO and President Biden may be able to convince President Putin not to attack, but they certainly won't be able to deter cyber warfare because the Russians simply deny this. When you ask what's more dangerous, the most dangerous thing is that they launch even a limited physical invasion or a full-on one and use cyber operations to completely disrupt Ukrainian military command and control. Now, we saw this in the Russian invasion in Georgia back in 2008, in which their cyber attacks were used to completely cripple the Georgian defenses. And what this means is that even though the Ukrainian army is large and is actually quite efficient, their ability to fight would be greatly compromised by cyber attacks. So the greatest threat would be a physical invasion augmented by these cyber tactics that I've been describing.
So paint a picture of exactly how a cyber attack could occur that would disrupt a traditional shooting war or military attack. Give us an example of how it could work.
I think what would happen first is that cyber attacks, hacks, would knock out the command and control systems of the Ukrainian military. They would also then be used to hack into their public information systems so as to put refugees on the roads that the Ukrainian military might use. And I'm afraid that if we don't deter the physical invasion, this is exactly the sort of thing that will unfold.
There's also concern about Russia issuing some kind of a cyber attack on the United States in retaliation for the strengthening of U.S. sanctions on Russia. This has been a real concern of yours because you say, well, the U.S. is very capable of issuing a cyber attack of its own. Its defenses are woeful. Is that still the case? How much does that concern you right now with regard to Ukraine?
I think if the United States acts in ways that President Putin finds provocative, we could certainly expect Russian cyber attacks that move well beyond the theater of operations. NATO would come under pressure as well. I think this is one of the reasons that a cyber team is now over at NATO trying to prepare defenses, but I think also to prepare for any kind of retaliatory cyber action. We may not send physical troops to fight in Ukraine, but I believe that if a full-on cyber war emerges, we can expect to provide some kind of cyber aid to help the Ukrainians keep their communications running. The irony of all of this is that over 25 years ago, I was asked to be part of a small team of Americans who met with Russian cyber experts, and we talked about setting rules of the road to avoid exactly these sorts of problems. And at the time, it was the United States who didn't want to do this. Now we see all the troubles that have come, and I hope that we can return to the idea of some kind of setting of cyber rules of the road that will keep a little bit of the cyber peace between us.
Thank you. John Arquilla, defense analyst at the U.S. Naval Postgraduate School in Monterey, California. His latest book is called Blitzkrieg, The New Challenge of Cyber Warfare. Thank you again.
Well, thank you, Lisa.